If you have a restaurant and you shut down again, are you insane? Aren't you barely making it by? And you're just going to shut it down? I'll lose my liquor license. That's going to matter when you're bankrupt. There's more of us than they are of them. It's very fucking simple. But not if you are on your knees. Oh, here it is. We just talked about it. Listen to this nonsense. I can tell by the headline. Spike in death reports following COVID-19 vaccination is caused by a mistake, a glitch, according to the CDC. A sudden jump in the post-COVID-19 vaccination death reports is not correct and was the result of an error, according to the Center for Disease. They said a passive reporting system, it runs with the Food and Drug Administration, reported the amount of deaths incorrectly. Yeah, it wasn't functioning. You actually got to see perhaps a glimpse behind the curtain of what's really going on. The suppressing system, the suppressive software wasn't working. It showed 12,000 reports of death among those who received a COVID-19 vaccine. That was a sharp increase from the previous number of 6,000. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, who you guys think you're bullshitting? Look at the numbers reported by other countries. You think this is a big place. How could they have bigger numbers? They could have more than 6,000, etc. It's stupid. Come on. We're going to believe these guys? It shows 12,000. They say, oh no, it's really 6. It was a mistake. It was a glitch, professor. Shut that down. Hey, Wilson, the system is showing some real numbers. emergency. You won't take the day off for Juneteenth for that kind of emergency, will you? And no problem with the myocarditis of teens and preteens and pericarditis. No problem. Myocarditis, pericarditis, taking the day off from an emergency meeting because of Juneteenth. But when the numbers start showing, get in here, Wilson. I don't give a shit. Get your team in here. We'll all be working on the chain gang if the real numbers come out. See, like Walensky, this dope, and Redfield and all these guys, they don't understand. People are fucking watching. People are watching. A lot of people. And they understand this is bullshit. The numbers are pure fucking Brzezinski-esque propaganda. There's no fucking possible way that their numbers could be right. They've lied about everything else. You think suddenly they're going to tell you the truth about the numbers in the middle of a fucking massive, unparalleled pimping promotion to put chemicals in your arm? You think this is Orwell? I said before, Orwell, all these folks. I could have never envisioned something as insane as this. Stick by your guns, folks. See how this plays out. See what happens. Don't. Whenever the government tells you to do something and do it fast, take your braces off like Forrest fucking Gump and run as fast as you can the other way. Headline, lawmakers sound alarm over China purchases of U.S. farmland. Okay, so they're sounding an alarm. What the fuck are you doing about it? Next. All these assholes, look, they love to sound alarms, don't they? Why the fuck are you there? Sound an alarm on your own time, bitch. We put you assholes there so this wouldn't happen. Sounding an alarm. A dope can press a button to sound an alarm. You're there to do something different. We're talking about food supply. We're talking about massive potential national security risk. And key senators are sounding an alarm. Thank God we have these people there to sound a fucking alarm. And thank God we have people there to tweet about these things. As they all get money, Harry Reid style, from the Chinese for selling out American interests and American real estate to the Chinese. Yeah, they're sounding an alarm, all right. every time they make a fucking deposit into their offshore bank account. Fuck off. Who you think you're bullshitting out here? What about Saudi Arabia? Scooping up farmland in the Southwest. Are you sounding an alarm about that? Or doesn't it matter? Anybody with a fucking valid check or credit card, these guys will take a kickback from. And they're dopes too. They sell you out, they sell the country out for pennies on a dollar. They're not even stupid enough to really profit from it. Dopes. If you're going to sell us out, at least fucking sell us out like a man and make some money for fuck's sake. Pennies on the dollar's an insult. It's not American whatsoever. You're not even good at ripping people off. Let's get into some mail here in a little bit. But first, the FBI again is thrown into controversy over damning new report about their involvement in the Whitmer kidnapping plot. Oh, I thought it was a murder plot. No, it's only a murder plot to the Detroit News. Editor's note. Now this is, I'm getting upset again. I'm getting gassy. Damn it. You sons of bitches. Editor's note. Why are people shocked by all this? The FBI has done this countless times since 9/11, but no one seems to care or notice because it wasn't their group. Now that actually deserves it.
What do you mean the FBI sold us out? What are you talking about? Kim Kardashian had to close her business.
You're a real crumb bum.
Thank you, Mayor Rizzo. FBI's been thrown into controversy. It warms my heart to see these idiots exposed time and time again. Now it's like open season on these frauds. It was never like that.
You can't talk about the FBI. They're the world's premier law enforcement agency. How dare you?
Yeah, cat's out of the bag. The director's out of the dress. It was off like a prom dress, J. Edgar Hoover style. An explosive report that suggested that the alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer may have never happened if not for the actions that FBI informants and undercover agents had in spurring suspects into action in what many critics call entrapment. Where the fuck has the media been since 9/11? A very prophetic point by our young bucks. How can a bunch of 20-somethings understand this and the fucking media doesn't? Of course they understand it. They run cover for these criminals. They set all these poor bastards up. They set people up all the time.
This guy's going to blow up a bridge. We got him in the action right before you lit the fuse.
Did you give him the fuse and the bomb? And show him where the bridge was?
Yeah, we did. We caught him.
Oh, okay. That sounds legitimate. Another dope goes to prison. The FBI reportedly relied on an Iraq war vet to provide information to the Bureau about the actions of a group called Wolverine Watchmen. What is this, a fucking Marvel? This is a Marvel script that never made it. And nobody wants to watch the FBI director with the Wolverine hand in a black dress. It'll be strapless one way or another, I'll tell you that. The informant named Dan, this sounds legit, doesn't it? This sounds like if you're trying to score weed at 3 a.m. in like fucking Jamaica and you don't know anybody but the guy you met at the bar. The informant named Dan became alarmed by messages that he saw being shared between members of the group and after talking to a police buddy of his was put in touch with the FBI. Hey, Dan told me there's a major plot going on here. Oh, Dan? Yeah, it's like, hey, Dan said I could get some weed here, man. Yeah, man. Come on in, man. You'll never be seen again, man. So-called Dan wore a wire for a half year collecting hundreds of hours of evidence against members of the group. Dan was paid $54,000, which included reimbursements for his work over a span of 6 months. $54,000. You know how much fucking money families in Michigan make? The average salary of a household in Michigan? This dope made $54,000 for a half a year of wearing a wire? The fuck is this guy? FBI Jesus? How much money did they put into setting these dopes up? I want to see how much money they put into setting up the folks on January 6th. Forget about these five or six guys. Kidnap Whitmer. If they ruled out Whitmer's husband as behind the plot, I think he'd be the number one suspect of wanting that broad kidnapped. This is a scam. You can read it. You can read the whole story. It's everyone. It's the Daily Wire. They can't believe it. They can't believe that this report. Fucking people been asleep for 20 years. It's coming up in a couple weeks. The 20-year anniversary of 9/11. You know how many people they've sold down the river with bullshit, with theater, security theater. We're keeping you safe. We foiled another plot. We'll never let another plot get out of hand. I mean, happen like 9/11.
Sing me back home before I die.
Mailbag time. Let's take some calls.
Hey, Mike, John in Philadelphia. Couple stories right out your back window. I mean, if you have a television you haven't put your head through yet, I put a link on Patreon about the Channel 10 story. This wonderful mother and her beautiful teenage son, you know, made him get the jab. Good mother that she is. And he came down with the myocarditis, almost died, had to have heart surgery or whatever. I mean, the kid is like almost went into a coma. Ed, you know, God bless, he came through. Great. Good. Glad to hear it. Now he's got a lifetime of heart problems ahead of him. But the only way Channel 10 put this story on the air was, but now the mother says her husband and her younger son are still going to get vaccinated because the only way to get through this is for everybody to get the jab. Now, this woman should be arrested for making her little kid take the shot after this happened. But that's not the story. The story is, God bless, they came through. It's a miracle. He survived the jab. And now I'm going to jab my other kid who's going to get it. Then I watch local news with the sound off just so I don't shoot my TV out. And this morning, Monday morning, Channel 6, Adam Joseph, the celebrated gay weatherman with his partner, has two beautiful children, and he got them jabbed, of course, but they have now tested positive, and they say it's because an unvaccinated kid came over for a play date. So it's the unvaccinated kid's fault. Now, the unvaccinated kid had even tested negative for COVID. But it's the unvaccinated kid's fault that his adopted kids have now tested positive. But they would have tested positive for COVID because they'd got the jab. And this is ABC, Disney, evilness itself. But you're not allowed to criticize Adam Joseph because he's gay and he's a dad and he's vaccinated. And it must have been the unvaccinated kid who actually had tested negative for the stupid whatever, you know, if he lucked out and tested negative. Anyway, so local news, right out, like, if you got any TVs left, I'm not sure I'm going to have one soon, but the local news in Philadelphia is there it is. It's a microcosm. And view from 20,000 feet, they're going to blame everything on unvaccinated people from now on. Yeah, the wildfires must have been an unvaccinated guy. Earthquakes must have been unvaccinated. That they're demonizing unvaccinated people, and we know why that is. God bless, Mike. Got to get my blood pressure down. I'm going to listen to Pain in the Morning now. I'm sure you're going to upset me. Anyway, God bless.
Let's play some Soul Shine. Take the edge off for you, Jabba. We appreciate it. Always appreciate what's going on the street, in Center City, etc. Philadelphia. Modeled since at least 1862. This the original saying was, handsome is as handsome does. But you may recognize the metamorphosis of that saying as popularized by the 1994 film Forrest Gump, which I reference from time to time. Stupid is as stupid does. Example, a person's lack of intelligence may be judged by their actions. Referring to the mother whose son now is soiled for life. If he was an athlete, he is no longer an athlete. If he was a mathlete, he's going to struggle with that too. You know, when you have heart problems, you tend to find out that it affects everything you do. Obviously. But the fact that a mom or any parent would line back up for this, to me, it just goes back to stupid is as stupid does. And there can be no other explanation for it. And a person's lack of intelligence is certainly, in this case, judged by their actions. And another saying, which I really believe, the children pay for the sins of their parents in more ways than one. Directly or indirectly. This is directly. Of course, we know that the news media, especially in Philadelphia, is in a tank. I mean, whenever they tell the fucking truth, Hurricane Schwartz's bow tie spins. So, you know, it's all bullshit. They're super liberal. I mean, I remember when Jim Gardner on Channel 6 was starting out. And I remember when Jim O'Brien was doing the weather before he died. Jumping out of an airplane. His parachute didn't open. He died skydiving. Jim O'Brien was a fucking man. But I remember as a kid watching Gardner. And then over the years, Jim Gardner became like this crotchety fucking liberal, old liberal, right? And the news changed so much. I mean, I talked about this with Marie Albanese a number of times too, because you grew up in watching Philly news like the green grocer, correct? Joe Gracioli with you, the green grocer with your tip for the day. All this stuff, right? That was good stuff. People watch the old Italian guy giving great tips about vegetables and fruits and stuff. I mean, that's fun. From the Italian market? Come on, that was great. And then you watch the news change. I mean, I'm not going to talk much about the news here, but and it just became like a propaganda machine. Like the Brzezinski, MSNBC. I mean, these people, they get to these people. I hung out with these people. I was part of the, you know, I was part of the Philadelphia Press Club when I started hanging out at KYW with all these people. I covered Sixers games with Yuki and all these guys. And you watch them, and it's like, it's insane. You know, it's funny, and you talk to them too. You talk to them privately. They're not the same people they are publicly. It's an act. It's all, you know. They'll tell you things are bullshit. We used to go down to Bellevue and for these press events and stuff, like rubbing elbows with all these guys. When I first started, I was like, oh, this is crazy. I'm hanging out with these guys. And then eventually I'm like, I don't want to hang out with these guys. They're in on it. Whatever it is, whatever the it du jour is, they're in on it. Well, let's get back to the dopey mom here and the parents. You're right. They're only on TV to sell the vaccine. And that's how you know it's bullshit. That's how you know it's bullshit. You don't even know if it's real. You don't even know if the story's real. That's how fucked up it is. And we talk about our young friend, Mr. Beltrani. That's real. That's real. That's a kid who's in a real situation. You don't know if the stories these people come up with are real. You don't even know if these people are from Philadelphia. I don't want to sound sour about it, but I'm being honest. If the fucking end story here, if the moral of the story was go out and get your shots, that's the only way you can protect. You're going to tell smart people that that's the only way to protect when the very fact of the story is your kid wouldn't be in that position if you didn't get him the shots. At some point as a parent, when you fuck up, you have to understand this is on me. I see no other way to explain it, is it? Beyond what I explained it. Stupid is as stupid does. Based on the handsome is as handsome does. Nothing handsome about this shit. Can't make it up. And the other stuff. Again, the insanity. The lack of common sense. The ability to root out complete insanity and nonsense in your daily dialogue, whether you're hearing it or participating in it, is a lost art form. We're so dumbed down as a culture, a society, a world. This isn't just the United States. We're so stupid. Not us specifically, but the collective. The weather guy, you're talking about the news guy, they get the vaccine. But somebody without the vaccine gave them COVID. How is that even humanly possible based on the representations that all these fucking robots in the medical community in the United States have made about the virus, about these injections? How is that even possible medically? It's not. By admitting that, it would simply negate and it would simply null and void the entire bullshit narrative that these injections protect you against anything. So blaming it on somebody who doesn't have it, how does that make any sense? It was supposed to protect you. This is how it was sold to us and sold to the people. It's supposed to protect you. 95% efficacy against getting COVID, except that's not what it does. That's not what it ever was explained when you read the fine print to do. But they still are shopping it that way and still are promoting and pimping it that way. So if that's what it does, wouldn't that include against people who haven't been, quote unquote, vaccinated? Wouldn't it protect against them too? The very fact that you're saying it doesn't means the whole thing's a fucking sham. And people can't understand this and they can't come to this deduction. Man, we're in fucking trouble, man. That's all it comes to. We are in for it. When you have to teach people, bring people up to speed, and they don't have the ability, basic intelligence to figure this out. Fuck's sake. You know, it seems pretty rudimentary to us, but obviously it's not to everybody else.
What's up, Mike? Matt. Hey, a little intel from the West Coast. Went into Kaiser today, pick up a couple prescriptions. Pharmacist lady at the checkout, you know, behind the glass with her mask on, tells me, did you have any plans to get vaccinated? And I looked at her and I go, is that a, you ask everybody that? She goes, no, it prints out whenever we get your paperwork. Only certain people have it printed out. And I said, oh, do you have to ask that a lot? She goes, yes, quite a bit. So there's one answer. And then my next question was, so you only ask, you know, people that come up on, that are printed out. And she goes, yeah, it's right here. She showed it to me. It's a thing that says, ask about vaccination and ask the reason why they don't want to get vaccinated. And I said, well, none of your business. And she smiled, you know, behind the mask. I could tell she was smiling. She's one of us. And she said, you know, that made my day because she brought it up in a meeting that, you know, it's pretty uncomfortable asking people their vaccination status. And I said, yeah, right on there, you know, none of your business, N-O-B, none of your business. whatever, however you spell it. But these fuckers got us all on the list, bud. You know? So anybody saying that they're not going to have a fucking medical apartheid state is smoking fucking rope, because it's coming. It's coming hard. You know? And I got a kid, her and her husband, they were talking about going to Disneyland, and they're talking about getting vaccinated, you know? So they, you know, there's any kind of hold up going to Disneyland. I told my wife, I said, I can't go this time. I can't stand to see fucking kids running around in masks. I can't take it. I'll fucking lose my mind. So they were talking about it, and she works in the medical field, and they were talking about maybe doing it next week. So I started in on her, and just told her, just wait. You know, just wait, please. I don't know, Mike. It's a fucking nightmare. It really is a fucking nightmare. Dividing families, dividing everybody. You know, I'm talking to this lady at the pharmacy, and the guy behind me in line is looking at me like I'm a fucking retard or something. And it's like, okay, well, good for you. Bye. Anyway, have a good one, Mike. Thanks, man.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, Matt. I was listening to your call, and something really popped into my head. So I threw this song on. Don't Lose Your Religion.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the...
Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what... My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. I tried to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic, and I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a-wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle.